We are all susceptible to being covered over and up by a blanket of illusion. We are all susceptible to being anesthetized by exposure to the numbness of our environment. I become numb and covered up by the illusion of life when I watch television. I become a zombie. I stop thinking. I stop being. I stop doing. I become somebody who is like a robot, willing to do whatever he is told, unable to conjure up the energy to initiate any action on my own. I also feel as though I am covered by a blanket of illusion when I eat food that has no life. By this I mean mostly food that can be purchased in most grocery stores. Food that is dead food, not alive food. When I eat dead food, I become dead inside. I assume the low frequency of the dead food, and I become dead myself. There is, I believe, a blanket of illusion which covers many people. Let me give some examples. How have I been covered by the blanket of illusion in my life? As a child, I grew up in the United States. For those of you not from the United States, this might sound a bit outrageous, but I was taught and I believed that Columbus discovered America. Isn't that an outrageous lie? Of course, Columbus did not discover America. This America had been discovered long before Columbus found it. But as a child, I was taught and was required to regurgitate the answer to the question, who discovered America? Correct answer, Columbus. And I believed that must have been true. Part of me realized Indians must have been living here when he arrived, and Indians had already discovered America, and yes, there were people who had lived here for thousands and thousands of years, and yet I still believed that Columbus discovered America. You see, I was under the blanket of illusion. Second example, I was taught as a child that I needed to eat certain foods from categories listed as meat, dairy, and vegetables. I believe that was true, so I made an attempt to always drink some kind of milk or eat ice cream or have cheese of some type or another. Guess what? I have a severe allergic reaction to dairy. It's not true for me, and it's certainly not true for individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. There have been 3 studies which have tracked individuals across a long period of time. Individuals that were simply tracked for what they ate, what they did, and what types of illnesses emerged after many years of living. These 3 studies, these prospective studies, had one finding in common. That finding was that the individuals who reported eating dairy throughout the early years of their life were much significantly more likely to have the symptoms of Parkinson's. Recommendation would be then, don't eat dairy if you have the symptoms of Parkinson's. What I was taught to be true, I must eat meat, dairy, and veggies each and every day, turns out to be blatantly false. I was covered by a blanket of illusion that I find is now not true. I was also taught, and I believed when I was younger, that the way democracy works in the United States is that the people elect the politicians, the senators and the representatives and the presidents, and then the politicians look after our interests as citizens because we are the ones that put them in office. It's, of course, also not true. The people who elect the politicians aren't the people. They are the corporations. And the government has become basically run by the corporations. I have been covered by a blanket of illusion then with the belief that we had a democracy of the people and by the people. That, evidence suggests, is simply not true and has not been true for many years. Most of what I was taught then turns out to be false. It simply was not true. Have I been asleep? Perhaps that's one way to look at it. Another way is there is an energy that overtakes us, an energy that engulfs us and literally puts us to sleep. There are many people who lead the following lives. Wake up, have something to eat, go to work, come home, have something to eat, say hello to the children, watch a little television, go to sleep, next morning, repeat day one. Day in and day out, that is life for many people. They are covered by the blanket of illusion. Nothing new happening, no new creations emerging. No acknowledgement of what their true calling is to be here on this earth. Envision, if you will, then, this blanket that I call the blanket of illusion. How has this blanket covered your eyes from seeing the truth of who you really are as a human being, as a soul spirit, as a creative agent able to do what others are unable to do themselves? How has a blanket then blinded you from manifesting your heart's desire? See now, feel now, hear now, sense now this blanket and what this blanket has done to you. What comprises this blanket? Is it the radio, the television, the media, the schools, the internet? How is your blanket composed? And how is it leading to a deception which lingers deep inside your soul? How is this blanket of illusion inhibiting your ability to step forth into your own power? Settle in. Be present to yourself. Connect with the core of Mother earth becomes centered and focused, bring in now to your awareness an acknowledgement or a recognition of your blanket of illusion, for we all have one that takes certain shapes and certain forms. How thick is your blanket? How permeable is your blanket? How much of your body does your blanket cover? Does your blanket have any cracks or holes or creases? Is there an exit from your blanket of illusion? Does your blanket always cover you up? Does your blanket obscure your ability from being able to distinguish between lies and falsehoods and the truth? The truth of what is, the truth of who you are. What does your blanket of illusion feel like? Feel into your blanket now. Connect with this blanket of illusion now. Acknowledge how this blanket has obscured your knowing who you are. Acknowledge how this blanket has disempowered you. Acknowledge how this blanket may have been holding tightly a belief, untrue as it is, that once diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's, you are destined to get worse. What is, what has this blanket done to you as it is hiding you from the truth of who you are? What shape does your blanket take? What color does your blanket assume? How heavy is your blanket? What is the texture of your blanket of illusion? Sharp, scratchy, itchy, sticky. How close does this blanket become as it covers you up from seeing the truth of who you are and who you are becoming? Everyone confronts a blanket of illusion not everyone acknowledges its presence. The most important step to clear this blanket out is to acknowledge its presence, to honor the deceptions that you have held throughout your life, deceptions about what is true about the world, about the universe, about your job, about your home, about your neighborhood, about others, but most importantly, about yourself. An enhancement of the energy required to heal whatever imbalances may be present in your physical body requires a lifting and a clearing of your blanket, the blanket which has covered and obscured your ability to see the truth of it all. In your imagination now, sense your blanket of illusion. See it. Feel it. Know it. Connect with this blanket of illusion now. Feel the dark energy associated with it, the depression, the darkness, the cloud that obscures clarity of thought. The pushing down of energy that keeps us at bay as if we were cattle being herded to the slaughterhouse. Acknowledge the blanket of illusion that has covered up your awareness. Acknowledge the connection of your blanket to all of what has happened to you in your life. Acknowledge and honor the blanket that has covered up each and every other person in your life that you have known and loved. As you see and know and sense this blanket that has all consumed you from time to time in your life, take this blanket with your intention and begin now to lift it up, away, and off of your physical body. Lift it up. Lift it away. Allow this blanket to be carried off and dissolved. Allow this blanket to evaporate. See the vapors now. Smell the smell of the burning. As you bid farewell to this blanket which has constricted your life force, blow away now any residue which lingers close by. With clear intention, Declare now to yourself, never again to be covered up by this dark energy represented by a blanket of illusion. A blanket which has deceived, distorted, and misdirected your thinking about who you are and who you were meant to become. Free and clear now of this most ominous obstruction to your life force, you now may forge ahead at your own pace and in your own way, able to see the truth of the world, of others, of yourself, able to honor and acknowledge all of who you are, not to be obscured or distorted by any illusion, by any blanket which covers up the magnificence of what is here now for you. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I am free at last of the deceptions and the lying and the subversiveness of forces that are far greater than I, which I now release, remove, detach, eject, and shield now and forevermore. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last to manifest my destiny and to come into my full power, to become all that I am, to come into full balance and harmony, to know of myself as all-powerful and all-knowing. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. May the blanket of illusion no longer engulf my life force. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. I'm Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a magnificent day today.